Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
B-Pod Studios.
The Bat.
Now.
Sports talk.
Well, you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
O'clock hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. The NBA is going to have to make some scheduling adjustments. They want to play whole season. They're not going to do a bubble when the season comes back. One of the proposals on the table, baseball-style divisions or baseball-style series within your division. For example, you go to Brooklyn and you play three against the Brooklyn Nets if you're the Celtics, which could definitely create some imbalance in the NBA, a division-heavy schedule, and fewer out-of-conference games. Reading from The Athletic, there will be some pushback on a plan like this from teams stuck in powerhouse divisions. The Bucks, for example, would feast on teams like the Cavaliers, Pistons, and Bulls. Their only divisional challenge would be from the Pacers, and they're not near Milwaukee's level. The Miami Heat, fresh off their finals run, would get heavy doses of the Hornets, Wizards, and Hawks. Wow. Cupcakes. And then there's this. The Celtics would have to play through much tougher competition, like the Raptors, 76ers, and Nets. Oh, yay. Oh, yeah, we're going to Brooklyn for three with the Nets, and then we're continuing the road trip with three up in Toronto. Oh. Okay, those are your next six games? All right, then. Good luck making the playoffs. Yeah. I mean, not that they would have a reason for us not to believe that they couldn't be competitive, but wow, that's going to kick the crap out of you if you're one of those teams. They're going to beat the bag out of each other all year long.
Yeah. So maybe that doesn't make sense, huh?
Well, for some teams, it makes great sense.
Depends which team you are.
For others, it makes no sense at all.
Right.
But it's definitely probably something they're considering. I don't understand why they just don't do, I guess, well, no, that wouldn't work. I'm thinking about it like, no, because if you're going to go more division games and you're going to have series, maybe there's a way in which you do it by record. Like, why does it matter if you're flying to Brooklyn or you're flying Milwaukee for three? Right? What's the difference? If you're just trying to cut down on travel, why not balance it based on last year's records?
That makes more sense.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And you go east-west. You don't go from Boston to LA for three. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You sort of try and balance it east-west where you cut down on travel. But I'm willing to bet we see some wild changes in the NBA next year. You know, they keep talking about this tournament thing that they want to throw into the mix. There's going to be something different that comes out of this sport when this is all said and done. Whether it's every team could compete to be in the finals, not just conferences. Mm-hmm. That's something that Adam Silver has proposed multiple times, that they don't have one team from the Western Conference, one team from the Eastern Conference, and that they find a way to seed everybody come playoff time. Where you all just get seeded and you play in the bracket, and the two best teams come out on top in the finals, and they could both be from the same conference.
That could cut down on travel.
It could. I mean, there's
Clippers one against Lakers.
You could have it the all LA NBA finals. Could be a thing. It's definitely a possibility. I just think that they are going to be the ones that are willing to adapt the most, or willing to propose things that we look at and say, well, that's pretty extreme. Or what a wild change that is to the way we're used to consuming the four major American professional sports. You have a East, you have a West, you have divisions within those, and then those winners play it out in the playoffs. I think the NBA, if I would put my money on any of the leagues to sort of upend what they do, it would be the NBA. And so I think when you hear proposals like this, you shouldn't dismiss it and say, oh, that doesn't make a lot of sense. They might do it anyway. They might try and force it on their league. It's worth keeping an eye on, though, because that could hose the Celtics in a big way. Oh, that would not be good. I would not feel great about the in-season if that's what they had to go through. Those three teams all the time, getting to the playoffs after battling it out within that division all year long.
So hockey's trying to come back when? At the beginning of the year? Like January 1st? What's the estimated start date for NBA return? Yeah, when you start thinking about, okay, planning ahead here, how many months into it?
Yeah, they've stepped back off of that Christmas idea from what I've read.
I mean, are you pulling the trigger here too soon or...
January 2021 is the earliest I've heard.
Yes, yeah, so that's like it's supposed to be like over a whole month later than what they estimated.
A couple of pulling
the trigger on it too quickly to say, hey, we're going to commit to that type of schedule, that type of grind next year for teams.
There's been pushback from players on when the next season could start. Christmas Day was thought to be a possibility. I think they've backed off of that. Adam Silver had said publicly that January seemed likely, and the NBA Players Association has apparently told players that the season may not start until February. So it could be early February that we're looking at. NHL, I'm not exactly sure what they've nailed down.
It's more towards the start of the year. So, not that that matters, but I'm just like potential vaccine times and all that. You know, as that date has been floated. Yeah, I'm sure they'll be at the forefront of that. Quickest ones to get it, right? I mean, they had to test the quickest. So why shouldn't they get the vaccine the quickest?
That would follow.
Yeah. Hey, 57 members got tested that night when Rudy Gobert touched the microphone. So, boom, tested all right away. Vaccine should be readily available for the NBA. You know, plus, being committed to the bubble, right? They get them on TV. Let's go. Normal schedule. Are they going to be required to take it as players? It's a whole other thing. What is decline? I'm not a vaccine guy.
It's not going to fix everything right away.
A lot of people assume that. You get the vaccine, you're good to go.
I mean, it'll be a great development, but I don't know that it solves every issue that's currently happening. Tim is in Nashville. Hi, Tim.
So I'm sitting here thinking, you know, the best thing going forward for the Patriots, wouldn't it be signing Cam Newton? Or I don't know if they can put the franchise tag on him and then sign him for another year after that. Wouldn't it be the best step forward for them to start next year drafting a quarterback and the next year after that? And I just want to hear you guys what you think about that plan, or what is their plan?
What, I don't know what you're suggesting. You're suggesting franchising him for next year and then doing it again?
Well, what I'm saying is, you've got insurance. He's a good quarterback.
Who?
But after that,
what insurance? Cam's the insurance? I'm confused.
Yes, correct.
Insurance for what?
He's gonna keep you winning. But after that, after 2 years, do you think he'll? You know, if he lasts that long, what is the future plans? Would you draft, or what would?
You're 2-2 right now. I mean, look at Dak Prescott. Snaps his ankle. Ankle's pointing the other way. He's crying as he's getting carted off. Is he crying because freaking Dallas didn't commit to me? I didn't get my $160 million guaranteed. He's still getting paid. Do you know in these next 2 years, they franchise him again next year, he'll still acquire $69 million guaranteed. So that's 2 years you got the guy at $70 million. And he'll still be able to come up for a contract under the age of 30. He'll be 29 when that happens. So all is not lost there for injury for him. But is it guaranteed that Cam Newton keeps you winning? I think Bill Belichick keeps you winning.
Well, he's a good quarterback.
He's good.
I would say that Jimmy Garoppolo is absolutely in the conversation. Baby, I just think it's something that has to be considered now.
I'd be it. Given the current state, I'd be it. You give me the choice, Brady or Garoppolo, taking Brady. Circumstances change. Things are trending downward out there for him. You handpicked that guy. Things look good. You dealt that guy. That guy got paid. And come on back.
Papa Bear's going to make the call.
Mm.
He's going to check in with Shanahan. He's going to say, listen, guys.
Do you think Jake in Boston would go nuts?
It hasn't worked out. It hasn't worked out. I was, you know how invested I am in this kid. That's why I gave him to you for a second round pick, and I didn't listen to Cleveland on that one. I put him in a position to succeed, and I think you owe it to me to trade him back to me so that we see it through that Jimmy G succeeds as an NFL quarterback. Let me take that $25 million a year off the books from you this year. Tell you what, you guys go out and you go sign whichever quarterback it is you want off that free agent market. Okay?
I think that'd be good for the Suns. Yeah, moving forward, having Garoppolo here for years.
Having some stability.
Stability. They were tight. They were
Listen,
tight.
Listen, I'll
here.
Send you a tight. Two for Jimmy G. If you throw in some sort of sweetener, we might even be able to make this a number one pick for you. You want a first rounder? Let's talk. Let's deal. Let's get real. Oh, yeah. Jimmy G, where you been? Right back to New England.
His old apartment back down there in Foxborough.
Started.
You live in the old place right down there in Foxborough.
I don't think he's going back to the old
place.
You think
he can upgrade?
With his money.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going back to the old apartment. Not a bad apartment.
Nice. I heard, man. Like to have parties there, too.
I don't think we've ever talked about this on the air.
Nope. We're not going to.
Why not?
It's not worth it. He might come back.
No, I'm just going to reveal the part about my sure. connection to that.
Yeah.
My brother was Jimmy Garoppolo's next door neighbor in their apartment complex together for a number of years.
Unbelievable.
They were next door, literally shared the wall. Like
never heard the wall.
They could knock on the wall and talk to each other.
I'm sure the wall was knocking.
Listen,
huh?
It was a nice place. It's a nice complex. A number of players have lived there over the years.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are some that are living there now. But with his money now, he ain't going back to the old place. So that is not where he'll be living when he comes back. Not going to be the case.
I don't shine shoes no more. In case you've heard, I don't shine shoes no more.
Been away a long time. Maybe no one went up there and told you.
He's being a little rude to him.
A little out of line,
a little bit. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. Look out for that divisional series in basketball. It's going to hose the Celtics, man. That's going to hose them. Hey, you called something else yesterday, Zoe. I said you went 2 for 2. You got it right on the Titans. You also mentioned something about Dak Prescott that you got right. We'll get to that right after this.
Hey, everyone. It's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
To that.
Now,
Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're member FDIC.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dak is such a warrior, and he's been through a lot. He's always overcome it, and he's going to be no exception. He'll get in here and do what he needs to do. I'm sure, obviously, everybody's prayers are with him. You know, he should be able to to do to rehab and come back ready to go. Although it's just a very difficult setback for him and for us, it's something that we, you know, feel great about him totally overcoming and be ready to go next year.
Well, we've been playing.
Hi. Yeah, Van Halen.
That's like when in doubt, when you go
put
to Dan
Van Halen. Halen.
Craig Van Halen.
Put a Van Halen. Right. Everybody likes Van Halen.
Hit the Van Halen button. Now, do it.
Go.
It's like a big emergency red button on the right side of the board. You just flip up the lid.
EVH.
And you hit the button.
EVH.
You know? It's like the emergency stop on an escalator. Van Halen.
Van Halen. Yeah. Wow.
Hit the Van Halen button. We've had a meltdown.
That was smooth.
We've had a system malfunction. All right. That was Stephen Jones. Can we play that one more time? Because everyone had to have been distracted by the weird pause there after we played him.
Zach's such a warrior, and he's been through a lot. He's always overcome it, and he's going to be no exception. He'll get in here and do what he needs to do, I'm sure. Obviously, everybody's prayers are with him. You know, he should be able to do the rehab and come back ready to go. Although it's just a very difficult setback for him and for us, it's something that we, you know, feel great about him totally overcoming and be ready to go next year.
When asked about the thank you, Timo. When asked about the future of Dak Prescott and if the team's feelings on Dak and the long-term future had changed, he said in there, absolutely not. He's our future. We talked about this yesterday because I said two back-to-back things happen in the NFL that you could think, oh, could that person end up with the Patriots, Garoppolo and Dak? And you said, no, not on Dak. He's Jones's guy.
Yeah.
I said, well, really? You think so? You think they're wedded to Dak Prescott?
Yeah, I think they are at the beginning of this year. Yeah.
According to them, they are.
Yeah, and you look at the way this has gone, especially, not that they needed any affirmation as to, you know, what his skill set is or, you know, what he could potentially be moving forward. Guy's played his ass off this year. You wouldn't even be in games if it wasn't for this guy. I know the record doesn't indicate that. Team's not a very good team because they don't play together, and it's not his problem.
So
it's not his fault, but
if you're the Cowboys, what do you offer him now? You're going to tag him?
Tag him again.
Tag him again.
Oh. Tag him again, guarantees him $70 million, and then you work on a long-term deal.
I'd have so much respect for the Cowboys if they did that. Because they don't need to do that.
They don't have to do it. It's like the Patriots don't have to get in and give Newton an extension right now either. Different set of circumstances.
Hardy,
different comparison.
Hardy's got a sound of disgust over there.
Just for Cam, for Dak, like, and I understand what you're saying, Zoe. This is not chump change. You're guaranteed $70 million
in still, 2 seasons.
Theoretically, he's getting paid,
yeah. But he's still going to get a big contract. Assuming he comes back,
and he's still
going to
be under 29.
He comes back, but that's the thing. That's why they want. This is exactly why guys don't want to play under the franchise tag, even when it's for an outrageous sum like quarterbacks get, because now he got injured through no fault of his own. He's just out there trying to win football games, and he has single-handedly, in some cases, been winning them games last season and again this season. I mean, this team, this offense, it's like a lot of teams, but really in Dallas, it's all Dak.
Yeah.
Right? He's doing it all for
them.
He's
elevated others. Like some of those receivers I didn't think were really receivers. He's got Amari Cooper.
He's
got a decent tight end. He's got good backs, but it's like second, third, fourth receivers he's bringing to the next level.
So right now, Jerry Jones is like, oh yeah, he's my guy, but you know, he is hurt. You know, he did compoundly fracture that ankle.
Still got to come back and show you got to earn it.
It's in the wrong location. You know, it got dislocated, I believe is what the doctors call it. So now, yeah, we're just going to have to see. We're going to have to see on Dak and see how he does.
Boy,
that's what they're thinking. Where instead, if you weren't convinced last year, you certainly got convinced through four games this year that's your guy. And you sign him to a long-term deal. But they didn't do it. And now, they might tag him again. He's going to leave. If that's the case and he somehow isn't able to come back, well, okay, smart business by the Cowboys – but he gave it up. You know, he'll be done playing. He'll have left a lot of money on the table because he wasn't able to come to a long-term deal with them. And I don't put it all on the Cowboys either. Some of it's got to be on Dak. Some of it's got to be on the player and the agent.
Sure.
Hey, listen, everybody makes decisions about signing, not signing. And I haven't focused too much on that because it's like, well, at the time, it didn't feel like it was the wrong thing to say, well, I think I'm worth more than that. You know what I mean? Because other quarterbacks, Jared Goff, getting $110 million guaranteed. Who would you rather have as your quarterback, Jared Goff or Dak Prescott?
Come on.
That's not even a conversation.
Even now.
So, such a great point, Artie. Great one. Even right now, I'd rather say, well, we'll manage to get through this year, and hopefully right. Dak makes it back at some point next year. But even if not, I'd still rather hitch my wagon to him than Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Yikes. And they gave him $110 million. And so I think if you're Dak Prescott, you're saying, well, I look at some of the other young quarterbacks in the sport, and I feel like I'm up closer near the top. I'm better than Jared Goff. You should at least pay me what that guy got.
Yeah.
And he bet on himself. Like, I don't think that was a bad call. Because as much as you say, it can all come down and end in one play, it doesn't happen that often for quarterbacks. It doesn't. Jeff is in Nashua. Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Just yesterday, I'm sorry for any miscommunication that came out, because that was certainly not my intent.
That's on take us. We thought you had said something different from what it is you had said.
Should we replay what he said? Even though he didn't say it? Because he said he didn't say it?
No, it was just Kyler Fackerl had a touchdown after an interception.
Fackerl.
That's all I was commenting on.
Yes.
That's all.
Excellent.
So,
still made us laugh.
Anyway.
Now, it didn't sound like that. Something horrific.
It sure didn't sound like. You're pretty clear
Fackerl.
Today.
Fackerl. You yes. know, I'm sorry. I figured you guys to be a little more astute in the.
I have a keen ear. Nope. I have a very good ear for this.
Okay. Anyway,
especially on topic.
I apologize for any miscommunication. And as you guys know, I'm not any type of a general manager, but I'll play John Lynch. We'll take the second rounder, and we will fly him back there. Jimmy G, that is.
Provide the plane. That's good.
And about Dak, one question, though, I actually have for you is, would he have secured an insurance policy to protect him?
Great question.
In case of injury like that? And was that something that a franchise tag, somebody
yes.
in that position would do? But I have just a couple more things, and then I'll let it go. But there's this appearance that the Patriots got preferential treatment in the switching of the bye weeks. And I got to think that they played hardball with the league and said, we are not going to Kansas City to play the best game of the year unless we secure some type of a solid to be determined back from the league. I just don't know how they would have done that otherwise and gone to those lengths of logistics. And then finally, I'm sure you guys are familiar with the 'twas the night before football ad with Brady in it. And why is this the first time that we're hearing that Doritos is a big part of the staple or of the TB12 diet? I mean, I've been doing that since 1974, and it hasn't really worked so good. And the other thing is, well, they
what are we doing?
How many things are we paying, Dennis?
Yeah, what are we doing?
I've lost track.
Hold on. What is this? He's doing Dorito ads?
He did it to kick off the season. They ran his commercial for the week leading into the first week, and then we never saw it again. I haven't seen it. Have you, Artie? I remember seeing it in like
I never
late
saw
August.
It the first time.
I haven't
I
seen
did.
It, period.
I've seen it.
All right. That's one thing.
But it doesn't show him eating Doritos. It shows him like reading a book in bed.
Too many things, but let's go back to the Dak thing.
Ticking on shorts. Like, that's Lloyd's of London stuff. This has to be career-ending stuff for you, too.
You have to not play again to get the money.
Yeah.
So he probably does have a policy.
He does have multiple insurance policies, I guarantee you that. But
he's not going to use them.
It's all based on career ending. The Robert Edwards knee injury in a sand football game.
If you take the payout, you cannot play again.
Right.
That's what you agree to.
But at least you pay. Like, great example of this. Guy played this weekend, Alex Smith. To look at his leg and how it was twisted the other way. And that guy's back in a football game. If anybody had a career ending insurance plus, that guy made how many millions guaranteed? 80 and pocketed so far? What the hell are you doing in a uniform, son? Give him credit. Great story. Maybe comeback player of the year, but how do you put a football player? How do you put a football uniform on again after that injury?
Speaking of NFL commercials, I just love that you have Celine Dion stuck in your head.
I love it. Because I do like her music.
It's all coming
back, all coming back to me now. You know why I'm intrigued by her? She's got this accent when she speaks.
Yeah, she's goes French, away. She's French Canadian.
Goes away when she sings.
Go on. Headlines with Hardy. We are right back with more of your calls, and today's takeaway is on the way just minutes from now. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, everyone. It's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Thumbs up from Lanny as he walks by the window.
Who would ever give us thumbs down? Any of her music, really. I mean, there's been a couple corny songs.
We had to get to the break, but I was telling you at the break. I saw Celine Dion at the Garden last year.
I remember.
Wife's huge
fan. I know, and you bought those tickets way in advance at a pricey seat.
Were they ridiculously expensive?
But worth it.
Oh, yes.
My mom and dad saw her at, Vegas. Went out to see her out there.
Oh, I got dragged to that about 10 years ago. Yeah, at Caesars. Yeah, nice venue. What a great venue for her. At Caesars.
Oh.
The sound in that room is ridiculous.
Well, it's built for her.
I remember sitting there going, I really wish I was here for something that I really, really like. Because the sound in there was awesome.
Like Houdini, right?
Houdini?
Yeah. Like Beastie Boys or something. Yeah.
Oh, I was like, wait, no.
Not it's like Houdini, the magician.
It wasn't around when Houdini was doing his act, no. But the accent comes out in the live shows.
You heard these there. Yeah, you get a little bit. Not a lot.
It does.
The NFL nailed it with that commercial. That's an ESPN commercial, though, I think, right?
Yeah, whatever it is.
I don't know what it was.
But for football.
They took in and remember the Titans, you know, dancing there and all of it. Chiefs player rolling around with this kid on the field after the Super Bowl. It's just, that was football. It's good. They nailed
it. We still have football, you know. It still nailed happens. It.
Yeah, but we didn't know if we were going to have it.
Sometimes.
No, we didn't know if we were going to have it. Did you see that... How about this? Philadelphia Eagles are going to take fans now. They said they were closed for the year. Not going to have fans for the year. And now they've come back around. 7,500 limit. But, I mean, they're having my buddy's coach in high school football with his kid.
I thought we'd have fans at Gillette by now.
I thought we would, too.
Would they without the positive tests?
Well, is Cam a bad look and is Gilmore a bad look?
I don't know.
Yeah, in a week.
I don't know. Maybe that's part of what's...
And the fact Philly has it, you don't?
I don't know what that means.
I just thought we were a little ahead of Philadelphia in all this, as far as protecting.
Oh, because of like the knuckle-dragging Philadelphia sports fans?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like
All right.
I feel like we're never going
to
have fans.
What does that have to do with anything?
I just feel like we're never going to have fans.
Philly's a good place. I like Philly.
I love Philly.
I like the people of Philly.
I love their passion.
They got a real edge to them that I can appreciate.
Like Buffalo's going to have fans before us. It's going to happen. Everybody's going to have fans before us.
Mike in Brighton today. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
We've heard this before from Jerry Jones, haven't we? That Emmitt Smith was his guy. Dez Bryant was his guy. Tony Romo was his guy. Now Dak Prescott's his guy.
We heard about it. Wait, we heard about this with Zeke.
Everybody
right?
just named had a long career with the Cowboys, though.
Yeah, but we heard about this with Zeke, too. We got a little bit of pie. Everybody's got pie. Yeah. Everybody wants a piece of that pie.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the Red
What do you think Rock- he's going to say? We want to sign him and spend everything on him?
The Red Rocket is back. He's never had
Get out of here, Mike. Get out of here. Here's what I will say, Mike.
You can have him.
Actions will speak much louder than their words.
We'll see.
So let's stand by and see what happens.
We'll see.
Yeah. Let's wait it out. Let's see what actually goes on there and if they're actions match their words. Right, Mabel? Is that what you're going to say about Jerry Jones?
Oh, boy.
No, I was going to say I don't want to talk about Jack anymore, and I wanted to find out what you guys thought about Andy Dalton, if we have a shot.
No, Andy Dalton
shot what, this week?
All done talking about Dak. You haven't talked about it at all.
We haven't heard from you at all on this.
You know why? Because I can't. Because I'm really upset about it, and I kind of feel like the way that the Patriots fans felt when Brady went down. I kind of am defeated.
He should be. So, your team only has one win with him, as good as he was playing.
I understand that. So that's why I'm asking if there's a shot in hell that Dalton is going to finish season out, or should we just go for the first round bye?
This is like the caller the other day to Felger and Mass, and Jim Murray had the line of the year, and somebody was talking about getting Cam back, and your shot at a Super Bowl championship is back on, and Murray goes, what year? Just be real, Mabel. Be real, Mabel. He's carrying your offense on his back. And his ankle was pointing the other way. Oh, my. I can't stop watching the highlights with Romo going, oh, no. And he was, fans should be rooting for this is a cramp. Until he saw the ankle and him squeezing it. He's going, oh, no. Oh, no. And it took me back to Gordon Hayward. And it was, who was on the game? It was, his ankle's broken. Kevin Harlan. He's going, His ankle's broken. His ankle's broken. And I'm like, and it was like Romo going, oh, no, oh, no. Because like Tony knew right away, like, they're done.
Do you get a lot of ankle cramps anyway?
Well, when you grab the leg, you're hoping he's like grabbing up. He grabbed the back of the calf, but I think it snapped up high. And he's trying to squeeze it together. Did you see him stamp it to swing the toe around so it gets back in line? I can't stop watching it. Like, I'll find one of those videos that I know it's bad, but I just can't stop watching it. And then Romo saw the other angle, and he's going, oh, no. Oh, no.
He knew Mabel wants to know, though, if they're cooked now with Andy Dalton.
Yes.
The answer is,
they're on their way to being cooked with
Andy. Do we have a chance? And I go, what, this week?
I mean, as good as they looked, and at times they really looked like that.
They're still 1-3.
Do we have a chance? Yeah, you do have a chance when you play the Giants again.
You always have a chance in that division is what I'd say. That division sucks.
That's not good.
Come on, guys. We're going to go out.
That's what we've been waiting
for. Dak.
This room was the moment you've been all been waiting for.
That's what Red Rocket's going to say.
Bengals on three. One, two, three, Bengals.
I mean Cowboys. Yeah. I'm on the Cowboys now. Come on, guys.
Thank God
he's a Texas guy.
Let's do it.
He's playing in his hometown, man. This is going to be good for him.
Let's get jacked up.
So is Blaine Gabbert.
I bet Zoe can name a bunch of bad quarterbacks from Texas. Chris in Worcester. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. I just had a question about the NBA. You mentioned like they're looking at that tournament. Do you think doing something like that, they would realign the leagues and get rid of the East and West and kind of split up some of the powerhouses? Because, you know, like you said with the Celtics, they got to face the Raptors, Sixers, and Nets. So do you think they'd even those out based on the records over the past couple
of
years?
What are you going to do when we're out of COVID and this is passed? We're going to realign it back to the way it was?
Well, I don't know. Maybe like a one-year like trial thing, see how it goes.
A
lot of people feel this bubble is like it's a fake championship.
I'm starting to feel that way myself.
I mean, and you know, and I know, it's like you became okay. unwatchable at times.
This is sort of a, this could go down a path talking about it for a while, but which championship do you think is going to be the least legitimate?
Like opposite Tom's awful pointy head, like the most legitimate championship.
Okay,
let's
ask it that way. Which one is the most legitimate championship of the four sports?
Least impressive?
No, most legitimate. Where you look at it and say, ah, oh, that one counts. I mean, they all count, okay. But in the sense that, like, compared to a normal year, I feel like the NHL is the closest thing to the real deal.
Because, home ice was never, like, a major, major factor. As much as we like to say it was, I think the NBA buildings and the way it's rocking to what Stevens kept talking about with us. Boy, this game, we just was played in front of a packed TD Garden. Like, our home teams, our home fans, it's a different environment.
Baseball doesn't feel real.
Baseball definitely does not feel real.
I didn't feel the NBA Finals felt like the NBA Finals. And
I give them credit for generating their own juice in an environment that felt like there was nothing there.
It's just such a grind in hockey to make it to the end of the cup.
Isn't it a grind for them at the NBA to show up and play our ass off every night?
Not like it is in hockey.
I guess. But maybe the NBA is the most legitimate because really that's the best team. That's the best player with the best team. That's the way it was assembled, and that's the way it was supposed to be done in the new modern NBA. The greatest players come together, and they assemble the great teams, and that's how we win. LeBron has proved that. And that stamped him. Not for his career or legacy, but it's the way it should have been done. Best team won. Best team won.
Let's go to Corey, who's in Burlington. What's up, Corey?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call. Sup, Zo?
Sup?
So I had a question for you guys. A few years ago, E.J. Henderson shattered his femur on that play where he was running across the middle.
I remember.
Which break you think is worse, E.J. Henderson breaking his femur or Dak with his ankle here grabbing the back of his calf?
I mean, we could do a lot of these, right? There's multiple breaks where I see guys going the other way. Clinton Portis had a bad one in the national championship game. That's more of a knee, though. Theismann's was still an all-timer. Joe Theismann's was still an all-timer. Dax is more of a dislocated ankle. It's more Gordon Hayward-like. As horrific as Gordon Hayward's looked at the time, and we thought, oh, he's done. He'll never play again.
Let's get to today's takeaways.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you've recently begun struggling with your weight, or you have been for years, take control of it. Get it back. Lose weight. Then you keep it off with the solution for weight loss. Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Okay, let's get to it. A few items here today, including this, the opening of the show today.
I think I got the broken chair today. That's what I think, so. These ones are the low. I feel like I'm sitting on the floor.
Wait a minute. You got the broken chair. I think I got the broken headphones. I can't hear anything.
I got to swap this out in a minute. But anyway, what's up? How we doing?
Hi.
Hey, Zoe. Howdy.
I don't hear anything.
Good morning.
You remember the old studio? We had to fix the chairs like every day. You had to like tap that pin back into place.
And those chairs were super expensive.
Oh, yeah. They were like $1,200 each.
Oh, I think they were more than that.
Well, things
broke about $2,000 a piece, though.
Yeah,
chairs.
But they broke like every other day. You could sit in them for a little while, and then the pin on one side would fall out, and they would sit kind of cockeyed.
We'd have to go searching for something, not a hammer, but just anything that was heavy and hard to hammer it back in.
Stapler. We use the big stapler.
We use the stapler. That's right.
Pound that pin.
Are you talking about the other place?
Would you say pound that pin?
What you said?
I'm not sure.
You know what? You know what's cool about the other place?
I'm not sure.
You know what's cool about the other place? They had that big that chopper like they would have at elementary school. That whoosh, cut paper on?
Yeah.
What do they call that thing?
A paper cutter?
No. The big thing with the huge handle on it. Whoosh,
I think it's called a chopper.
No, it's
called
name.
It's called a paper cutter.
That's a proper name for it. Something
That's the proper name. Like the ones you had in school?
Yeah.
Yeah, that the teacher would use?
I like the supply cabinet.
And you were not allowed to touch?
Yeah.
Back then, you knew not to touch it. I wonder if the kids now are smart enough not to touch it. Is it true that if you don't use it, you lose it?
Touch it. Don't touch it, kids.
Man, oh, man. Paper
don't
trimmer.
You touch it, kids.
Paper trimmer is what I see on a lot of these.
Paper trimmer. There's paper a certain guillotine. Name for it. I don't know. Not paper a guillotine. Trimmer. Paper what trimmer. A guillotine.
I've never called Braveheart. It a paper guillotine.
No, yeah, give me the paper guillotine.
Paper cutter.
Yeah, put the paper cutter. Wait on the floor. I don't want your paper fall off.
Who called it a paper cutter?
Around. Paper beheader.
Paper beheader. Yes.
Paper killer.
Next item on the list today in our takeaways is Zoe with a little bit of a gurgle. One of those ridiculous high school fields they have down there.
Just go to any high school. I was going to say that.
Is that you?
Stomach told you.
That's enhanced.
It's very loud.
Very enhanced, but that proves my point that is stomach related, not throat.
A burp
or,
and a gurgle.
Throgle.
It was an excuse me, guy.
One of those clearing of the high school fields they have down there.
Just go to any high school. I was going to say that.
It almost sounds like it's a clip that's been cut in.
A frog that's dubbed into my stomach.
It's a throat clearing and a gurgle, a throgle.
A throgle.
Yeah, a little throgle.
That works.
And also, You know, there is going to be a game this week, and I know it's only Tuesday, but some early thoughts on the game.
This is a bad setup by you.
Okay. But what's your early thought on this weekend's game, Zoe?
Which one? That just came out of right field. We were talking about everything in general. Then you're like, "What's your thought on this week's game?"
And we had a couple minutes there to spare, and I thought,
"What game?
Why don't we get an early thought on the Patriots Broncos?"
Okay, so
a game that would have been played.
I just want to get through
Celtics
Buffalo
game,
Tennessee,
the Bruins game.
Shut up,
you the know, Red Sox game.
2 days ago, that game would have been played.
Seems like I've had a game in 4 weeks here. Man, what a layoff, huh?
What's your thought on the game?
What game?
What game?
A serious question.
Is there a game this weekend?
Let me follow up your question with a question. What game?
What's your early thought on this weekend's game, Zoe?
It sounded plural. Which one? Why is my phone talking to us?
May have sounded like you said Siri.
Serious. Siri, what time is it?
It's
1:53. Yeah, she thought I said Siri.
Yeah.
That hasn't worked in a while. Wow. Okay.
Ask Siri.
Stop it.
About the
Alexa,
Bronx.
Play... Alexa, play Down by the Boardwalk.
Ask Siri about the game this weekend. See what she has to say.
Alexa, who's going to win the game this weekend? Siri, who's going to win the game this weekend?
Remember when that was like a fun party trick to ask Siri?
And that thing went away quick. Siri became annoying.
Heard there were some new iPhones released today.
Another new one?
Yeah, another new one.
Jesus.
You need an upgrade. How old's yours?
Brand spanking new.
Oh, you
new,
got
buddy.
A new one?
I got the brand
new
one.
Oh, wow. Typically, you have a smash screen and everything.
Not anymore, pal.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Living large.
Fancy.
All right. Tomorrow, we'll have Bert Breer. He'll be with us. Is Stephon Gilmore going to call us? David Andrews?
That's a great question.
Or are we talking to Joe Tooney again?
Take Tooney.
Probably Tooney. We'll be there at 10. Felger and Mazur next. See ya.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC. Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're member FDIC.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, welcome into the program. Felger and Maserati on Tuesday, October 13th. It's a big boy Tuesday. Maz, you ready for it?
I'm ready, dude. I'm ready.
Okay, Felger and Maz brought to you by DraftKings. You're on 98.5 The Sports Hub and the simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. Big boy from Boston Sports Journal. I don't have my headset in, so I can't hear him, but I believe he is up. Is Greg come to us by Zoom? Do we have him?
Big boy.
Big boy, you there? No big boy.
I have no headphones and we have no big boy.
That's disappointing. No big boy.
Okay. I think we're going to start off with, I think you pissed off the big boy's father this week.
So that is what I gather, that apparently with something I tweeted on Sunday morning, upon learning that the Patriots had another positive test and that the Tennessee Titans were continuing their virtual state of chaos, I tweeted out something that apparently angered the big boy's father. So first of all, I would like to say to Greg Bedard,
Hey everyone, it's Velga here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.